Hello there, and welcome to another edition of iWake. This is yet another episode in my interview series that I'm conducting about iCloud and the Mac App Store. Today's edition, we are joined by Mark Gurman of 9to5Mac. He is a prolific writer and editor there, senior editor at 9to5Mac. He's been there almost 3 years now, and we'll take some time today to just discuss iCloud and the Mac App Store and his approach to it and some just general thoughts about it all. Security is another topic that comes up on today's show. Once again, you are listening or watching iWake. This is a daily Apple news show, and this week we're doing a little bit different format where I'm doing some interviews. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. And with that, let's get on to the interview for today. I'm here today with Mark Gurman of 9to5Mac. Is that right?
Yep.
And you've been there now 2 years?
It's getting on to 3 years pretty soon.
3 years now? Okay.
Yeah,
and almost what's your role at 9to5Mac?
I'm a senior editor at the site.
Okay. Very cool. And yeah, I was looking back at your older stories. Times have changed quite a bit.
Back then,
yeah.
Times have changed.
So you've been a Mac user for a long time now, or only a little bit?
It's been a while. I think the first Mac I had was an iBook, and before that I had some PC laptop. I don't remember the make, but I remember it was like a Pentium processor, like the third generation processor. That was way back then. It was pretty different. Like I didn't have internet. Yeah. I didn't connect to the internet until I had a Mac. So like the first computer I went on the internet with was a Mac.
Yeah, and the iBook was all bundled in. That was like the selling point of it.
Right.
In many regards, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay, I asked because the last person I had on the show, surprisingly, was a recent switcher from 2010 or so, and he fortunately didn't have all the cruft to go through as far as moving towards the Mac App Store, something I think everyone's moving towards. I know Apple's kind of pushing people that way, and he had less cruft to go through. Have you been trying to transition everything over there, or what's your approach to the App Store on the Mac?
Yeah, I think it's a great thing, the App Store. It makes everything much easier. Downloaded Lion, Mountain Lion from the Mac App Store. I think it makes everything more seamless and easy. I haven't really been a heavy app user on my Mac. Just, you know, maybe 5-10 things. I really don't use much besides, you know, Office, Pages, and, you know, some of the like of like that iLife, but it's made everything easier for me. I haven't really seen a big difficult issue for me going from boxed software, buying at the store, to download only software. So it's not a big deal. Yeah, in my opinion, like
I've been using.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
One thing I've been doing for a while now, pre App Store, you know, was getting software online. And to me, in terms of my workflow, whatever, it's kind of like the Mac App Store is just a singular place to get apps. It's not like a different way of getting apps for me, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah. It certainly makes life a lot easier, especially I can now log into a Mac and I've made the transition pretty much fully to it. I've, you know, rebought in some apps and found replacements of certain apps and, it's going to be great for my next Mac and just log in and eventually we'll have iCloud support in all of these apps, which would include your document data. So, you know, backups, they're important, but it seems with iCloud stuff may be less important.
Yeah. With iCloud, I don't trust iCloud. You saw what's been happening
I mean,
I've lost sleep over this. Like, I'm not going to lie. This is really bad. This is a catastrophe.
Because if someone in your position, you think you would be a target or...
Just anyone is a target. It's not this is how I look at it. I could make my password. I don't know the name of the organization they use, but the most difficult password in the world to crack. Or I could make my password ABCDE or Mark123. Doesn't really matter because it's the same level of security because someone could just call up Apple, say they're me, use publicly available information, break into my account, and done.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's the way it's been for everything, though. I mean, Dropbox.
I'm really upset about this. Yeah.
So it's not a distrust of, oh, MobileMe was a flop, so, you know, I don't trust, like, mail might be down for me for a couple hours. It's this recent.
Well, I didn't get into the Apple Cloud services. Like, MobileMe was optional, right? I paid $99 for MobileMe, and I got my MobileMe account maybe a year after.
Yeah, I paid for it like once or something. I didn't use it. I didn't switch fully over to it until iCloud stuff. Then I started switching over to everything iCloud.
But if you're an Apple user these days, you got an iCloud account and you're backing your stuff up to iCloud and you're storing all your stuff in iCloud and you're using an iCloud email address. But 2 years ago, that wasn't the case. Now it's the case. Apple needs to get their stuff together.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing. And I'm sure that we'll learn from that. But assuming security is not a problem, I mean... It's a wonderful future we live in. Say it again, sorry.
No, it's basically what you said. It's a great service if you don't have to worry about the security issues.
Yeah, and I'm not too concerned about it. It seems like that guy's an edge case in my mind. I mean, and also I do have local backups if worst case scenario happens.
Right. Same here.
And my most critical stuff is in Evernote, so they'd have to erase my entire Evernote library, which would be a feat since I have a local copy of that as well.
Right. Like, I've mentioned everything, you know, out of iCloud, like in terms of logins or whatever.
Right. So it sounds like app-wise on your Mac, it's pretty, like, stock. So you'll just use the default email client, that kind of stuff.
Right, I have a default email client. I mean, like, I use Sweetbot for Mac. Let me look at my apps here. Like, stuff off the App Store. I mean, I have Chrome, like, but I don't really use it much. Spotify, which isn't on the App Store. I have a few things that are not on the App Store. But in terms of App Store apps, I mean, I have eBay here, Twitter for Mac. I use this app called Notebook, which is great. I mean, there's like five apps.
Are you finding that you're using iWork more now with the iCloud stuff than you did in the past, or is that affecting your workflow at all?
Well, you know, I haven't really been in a position like to use iWork in a couple months, and you know, the iCloud stuff integrated into iWork just rolled out.
Yeah, it's brand new. Yeah.
You know, I found like the iCloud stuff for iWork on the Mac came out a couple weeks ago, right? But it's been out for a year for iOS between iOS devices. I found it completely useless because it's you know, don't know who's going to write a whole presentation on their iPad.
Yeah, speaking from iPhone to iPad, you need the Mac in there for it to be useful.
I found, like, I don't understand why they did this without doing the Mac support. The Mac support should have been here from the beginning. It doesn't make any sense unless you have the Mac support. I mean, I could totally see, you know, doing my Mac. Hey, I need to make this change real quick. Pop into my iPhone, put it back in my pocket, and get home. The change is made. But I'm not going to write a presentation on my iPhone and then fix it on my iPad.
Yeah, Lion very much feels like, this is what we should have done a year ago. But, I mean, so is iOS 6. I mean, iOS 6 feels like, oh, this is what iOS 5 should have been a year ago. It's a bunch of really awesome tweaks that really, you know, makes it a whole other beast, I guess.
Right. Like, in terms of their release schedules and whatnot, like, iOS 5 and iOS 6 were built together. And this is just what I've heard, right? They have these, let's say, 400, 500 new features that they built over the last 2 years, or they built 2 years ago. We'll give this half to iOS 5, and we'll give this half to iOS 6. They're not going to put all their eggs in one basket. Right. Pointless.
Yeah.
It's a
logical progression of iOS, and that's always the thing. It's like, where does it go after this? Same thing with the Mac. It's like, what's going to happen? Yeah. So for iCloud stuff, I was wondering, do you use just parts and pieces of it? Are you backing up to iTunes with your iOS devices, or do you use iCloud for that?
I use all of iCloud. I use PhotoStream.
All iCloud. PhotoStream?
Yeah.
Are you Music Match?
I use PhotoStream. I use iTunes Match. See, my issue with iTunes Match is that I don't think it's marketed well. I think, like, when you look at their cloud-based music stuff, they have something called iTunes in the Cloud, and they have iTunes Match. Mm-hmm. iTunes in the Cloud is different than iTunes Match. iTunes Match.
Yeah, iTunes in the Cloud is just a re-download your past purchases.
Right, and then
And then iTunes Match is rather awesome because I've got a work machine that I can now log into and stream my entire library as if it's local. I mean,
in my opinion,
it's actually a backup. Yeah.
Right. iTunes Match is their cloud-based music service. iTunes in the cloud is their repurchase service with the additional cost.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the iTunes Match name needs to go down the toilet and they need to call that iTunes Cloud, right? And make it just one thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because like iTunes Match is advertised as a service that rips your torrented songs or CD songs into iTunes pristine quality. Why not just call it iTunes Cloud and just have that as a bonus feature in it? Like in terms of marketing, it's another Apple mess up.
Yeah, I'd love if they could, you know, kind of move iTunes in the cloud to something even else. Perhaps if you're not an iTunes Match customer. Mm-hmm. That same effect would happen that you log into your machine and all those are there. Same thing with movies and TV shows that you bought. Perhaps those are there ready to stream. Like, I think that would be a logical progression.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
And then outside of that kind of stuff, are you a Gmail person at all? I mean, do you use the Google services or are you using a combination of Apple's management stuff like that? Or
I use Apple management stuff. I use Apple management stuff, like everything we just talked about. And email. I've now gone all Gmail for email.
Okay, so that's your only missing component there as far as what you're using the iCloud stuff for.
It's going to be a gradual process. Apple can't be
true. No, yeah, the Gmail transition for me was kind of, it's a jarring thing to move your email address over. It's like, I'm not there anymore. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to keep the iCloud address, but everything's going offloaded to Gmail because I can't give Apple my business.
Yeah. And then as far as Dropbox stuff, have you found yourself moving some documents you used to have in there over to iCloud or using like a combination of them too? Or
yeah, I don't use cloud documents. I don't really keep anything in Dropbox. I mean, I don't use Dropbox.
Oh, interesting. So no Dropbox, no Evernote or anything for you? Is it mostly local and maybe some iCloud stuff here and there?
Yeah, I just go local.
Okay. And then are you a single Mac person or do you have multiple Macs?
I used to be a dual Mac, but I've gone to, like I had a desktop and a MacBook Air, but I went recently to just MacBook Pro.
Okay. You have the new Retina one?
Yeah, like I'm going off to college soon and start to have like both of them. So why not just have one that has the power of the desktop and the size of the Air?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when I went to college, that's when I got my first Mac. It was a 17-inch MacBook Pro, and it was so much overkill for much of what I did. But it was great having that, you know. I
mean, you need the laptop for school.
You really do, yeah. But my last year of college, though, the iPad came out. It's so much fun to carry that around for classes and stuff. But So the reason I ask is it seems that TextEdit and Preview, they're great with the iCloud support if you have multiple Macs, but right now it's like, please make iOS versions because they're kind of useless having the cloud support.
Yes.
Except for backup.
They need to make a preview for iOS, but look at this. Like iBooks basically has taken the role of preview on iOS, like the PDF section.
We can't do that on the Mac. Exactly. We can't open those PDFs on the Mac. Yeah, so they need to figure that out. Like I, it's my wild conspiracy theory that they're gonna make text edit and preview for iOS 6 as like a new feature they're showing off in September because they tend to do at least like one new thing that wasn't shown off in the betas or whatever.
Yeah, I think I heard at one point they were thinking of doing preview. But on the other hand, they could just connect PDF on iBooks to preview on Mac.
See, that seems like a logical thing, but no other app has that kind of...
They get rid of preview and swap it with iBooks on the Mac.
Interesting theory.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
iBooks is just a more advanced version of preview.
Yeah, I mean, it sort of is, except for the editing stuff is what Preview is set apart as. I guess we bundle that in the iBooks, right?
Yeah.
The same thing with the iChat and iMessage. It's kind of two apps in one. They could potentially just do that on the Mac as well. Preview and iBooks would be like a single kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about port iMessage to the to iOS, like iMessage for Mac on iOS, like with AIM and whatever.
Right, right. Yeah, we've always wanted, since iOS 7, it's like, where is iChat Apple? And then they did that. One theory I had is when Mountain Lion ships and with iOS 6 is the app icon's different. One's green and one's blue. They're obviously going to make that similar, but that never happened, at least not yet.
Oh, yeah. That's true, too. Yeah, there's a lot of inconsistencies. They need to get their things together.
Yeah, it's getting better, but it's not perfect by any means.
Yeah.
So,
anti-Apple
any apps that you're using on the Mac that you're noticing that you'd like to have iCloud support or...
That I like to have iCloud like support or... apps on the Mac. I'm trying to think. I'm looking here. I mean, there's a series of
like
things
for me, I was going to say the instant one that jumps to mind is I want to be able to pay Apple like for 20 gigs of storage or whatever it is for iPhoto library in the cloud where it syncs everywhere and I don't have to worry about it.
Okay, yeah, that's one thing. And I know they're thinking about that. They're definitely working on that. I don't know if it'll ever come out, but yeah, that's something on the table.
That'd be great. You have your iPhone and you could load up your entire library and edit some photos. That seems like where they need to go with that.
Right. But like just for me at least, I don't like the integration of iOS and macOS. Like I like doing certain things on my iPad, my iPhone, and I like doing different things on my Mac.
Mm-hmm.
I don't look at iOS as a productivity operating system whatsoever. I make my phone calls,
they're different tools.
I do email. Like everything that I'd like to do on both, everything that I like doing on that Mac and on the iOS, they already sync together. Doesn't mean through iCloud, but they sync through their own version of web.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly.
Everything's already cloud.
Yeah, Evernote's a great example of that. It's like they don't need their own iCloud. They already have it.
Oh, yeah, like for notes and whatever. Like the Notes app. That works.
Yeah, the folder stuff in Mountain Lion's aggravating because you can do subfolders on the Mountain Lion app, but that's not in iOS 6 or 5, to my knowledge. And
for Notes?
I hope they fix it up, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, any other thoughts, Mac App Store or iCloud, on your mind today? Or
I think that if they, you know, if they get their security down, I'd like, not me per se, but like people would like, I might even like it. You have your Apple ID, and it's your access into everything Apple. It's you could log into your computer with it, and you just log into any computer, and it pulls all your information down. Now, in my opinion, that's just pointless. They can't get the security right.
That's where we're headed, I think. We're getting very close.
Right.
Because if you're a regular user that doesn't download a lot of apps even, you log in, you have your text documents, you have your PDFs, all kind of stuff. You have all your application documents. The only thing you're missing right now is like your system settings, but that's not a big ish. That's not as big of a deal, I don't think.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I definitely see that's where we're heading. But I don't like, I would be averse from going anywhere near there until they get their security working.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a constant struggle with these companies. I mean, I'm sure they're working on it, especially with this latest incident. I'm sure they're retraining many of their phone support people to be a little bit more intelligent about that as well.
Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah. So where can people find you on the interwebs? Is it 95 Mac? Any other places out there?
Twitter, Mark Erman.
Okay. Awesome.
That's it.
Well, thank you, Mark, again, for your time today discussing this this topic with me.
Sure. Yeah, it was a pleasure. I'd love to talk to you more in the future if you're up for it.
Well, that was the interview I had with Mark Gurman over at 9to5 Mac. You can find his work there on 9to5 Mac, and he is on Twitter as well, at Mark Gurman, G-U-R-M-A-N. And thanks again for his time and his just this great interview we had today about iCloud and the Mac App Store. And with that said, you can find more iWake episodes over at iWakePodcast.com. You can catch videos that I produce over at youtube.com/TCHATEN. And iWake, again, also is a thing I do. It's where you get access to all the daily scripts that I do, as well as extra bonus episodes that I do on Saturday. So more information about that is at over at iWakePodcast.com/again. Thanks for watching or listening, and I'll be back tomorrow for another edition of iWake. Aloha.